Bob and the Show, Graham, 1-800-588-0105. We were talking about John's girlfriend, Chrissy, who has a really, really horrible fear of sharks. And
like, not just in the ocean,
like,
but
in the shower.
On land.
No, Bob said he had a picture of Lou in an old shark's jaw, and she freaked out.
Yeah. God bless her. We just called and we played this song, and she started almost crying and hung up.
Yeah, John had to call her and
I hate to
do
tell you this.
Control.
It could be worse.
How?
We just got an email from Keith, and he fears the Burger King King.
Yeah, that is weird.
He can't watch the commercials.
It's like a clown, a big clown.
Yeah, that is weird.
And he also can't stand the oatmeal man.
I'm okay with the oatmeal guy.
The Quaker guy?
But the Burger King dude freaks me out a little bit. Lori. Lori, hi.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Thank you, darling. What freaks you out?
I can't stand to listen to my heartbeat. It just totally flips me out.
Your heartbeat?
My heartbeat. Like if I'm in the hospital or whatever, or if I'm laying on my stomach and I listen to my heartbeat ever since I've been little, I just can't listen to it beat. It just totally panics me. It's like if I listen to it beat, it's going to stop.
So how do you get away? Like if you're listening or you can feel it, what do you do to get rid of that?
I just had to take deep breaths. It just totally freaks me out. When I was in labor with my child, and they did the strap, you know how you can listen right to your baby's heartbeat. They had to totally turn the sound down because my vitals kept popping.
So it's not just your heartbeat, but you couldn't listen to your baby's heartbeat either.
Right. It just totally terrified me. It's just like, no, I don't want to listen to it. It's beating. I'm alive. Go away.
Go away. Oh, you're cute. Go away. Wow. Amber, hi. Let's try it again. Amber, are you there, baby?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Good. You get freaked out by what?
No, not me. A friend of mine has the biggest fear of the Charlie Daniels song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I thought she was lying, and I forced her to listen to it one day, and she was just crying hysterically.
What?
She wasn't lying.
That is
odd.
That could trigger
weird?
Emotional response.
Yeah, I thought that was strange. I had to call and share it with you guys.
Yeah, that is strange.
That is creepy.
It's called fiddleleolophobia.
So, like, the big thing is we're trying to find out if having phobias is a normal human thing or if it's normal to not have phobias. Dr. Wins, the Shogram psychologist, we're going to be having on the phone here in a second. But give us a call, 800-588-0105.
I think everybody's got something.
Yeah, I mean, there's Christy, another Christy is on the phone. Hey, Christy.
Hi there. How you guys doing?
Good. You have no phobia of any kind?
Not that I know of. I've never been presented with anything like that.
So no snakes, no spiders?
Death.
No snakes, no
heights.
Spiders. Nothing.
Heights? Failed marriages?
Bunions? Tater tots?
Bad breath?
Golly, I wish I... This is Dr. Wins.
Iguanas.
Who's our Shogram psychologist?
Corn on the cob.
Dr. Wins.
Yes.
I am kind of, I have a fear of not having any toilet paper, like being out someplace. I mean, you think about it. Yeah, it's a little scary. All right. Here's the question, Dr. Wins. The question is, we know that people have different phobias, but what if you don't have a phobia? I mean, is it healthy to have a phobia to a certain level?
That's a good question. And can I share mine? It's funny. Mine is actually being called early in the morning to talk on the radio when I have no clue what the topic is. And I don't know what I'm signing up for. I was thinking, oh my gosh, what if they're talking about transsexual babysitters who turn into robots or something?
Can we? Yeah, I bet it wouldn't be the weirdest thing you've talked about.
Yeah. Okay, but to answer your question, that's actually something I wish I could tell you stats. I really don't know what percent of people have phobias, but I will tell you just from my own experience, I do think that more people have something that kind of, you know, freaks them out or that they're afraid of. I don't know for it to be a phobia. You know, that's when it actually interferes with your life, and I'm not sure, you know, if most people's fears would get to that degree. But, you know, if someone has a fear of elevators or closed spaces or speaking in public, you know, those could actually be real phobias if they interfere. But, you know, Chrissy's phobia of sharks, that's probably not something that's going to interfere with her life.
Oh, no, no. Believe me, it does.
Does it?
It does. But, you know, and we've had so many people that call and they have issues as well. But I guess my biggest question is, I would think it's a little healthy to have a fear, maybe phobia is not the right word, but a little fear of something. Like Kristen is she has a fear of death, mm-hmm. and other people have a fear of something. I don't have a fear of anything really, and I don't know if that's healthy. I mean, I think everybody should have a little fear of something.
I think it depends on to which degree it affects your actions, because Kristen's fear of death might make her not want to leave the house, and that becomes an unhealthy fear.
That's a phobia. That's different.
I leave the house, but there'll be... You should be a little... Not often, but like once a year I'll have a panic attack.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I mean, that's when it would definitely...
By the way, bedside manner going, oh, wow.
Wow. Man, you're screwed up.
Probably not what you...
Wow. Well, we should admit you now.
Now, that just means I would put that in the category where it could actually interfere. I mean, if it's actually causing panic symptoms, then that's a little different than someone just having... You know, I actually have a bit of claustrophobia, so those... little fun house, you know, places like in the fair where you go in the little fun house and you're in this little maze. Those drive me crazy. But, I mean, I can suffer through them with my kids and just pray that the child in front of me is going to lead me out.
Right, right.
So those, I mean, you know, I think everybody does have little things that they're afraid of. And actually, it can be a healthy thing if you think about what most people's fears are.
Right.
They're sort of evolutionary. You know, people who are afraid of heights or small spaces or whatever, that's going to protect you and hopefully, possibly help you live longer if you don't go up high or stay out of little caves. I mean,
right.
Some of our fears are grounded really deep, you know, from our ancestors. But
are you wearing clothes right now?
Am I wearing clothes?
Yeah.
I'm actually wearing my world's softest PJs.
I think we're going to have to go. I was just wondering that because John said she was getting ready and I thought, are we talking to the doctor when she's like about to get in the shower?
You wish. No, yeah. I'm wearing my PJs.
Wow, well, that's good. I mean, that makes us feel a little bit better. And I know you got stuff to do and your baby and everything, so we'll let you roll. But
hey, let me tell you something. I can send you guys an awesome website that I give clients that have these really cool audio files for relaxation strategies. It'll have really nice, soothing meditation stuff or deep breathing exercises or visual imagery. I can send that to you to put up on the website.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Well, if you're looking for deep breathing, we'll just send some
we'll have John
over to the house a little bit. This is so hot.
I feel that fear.
Whatever works.
Whatever works. All right, darling, thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so this is another, Sharon, she's from Chapel Hill, and she is a hypnotherapist. Hi, Miss Sharon. How are you? There you go. How are you, darling?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wow, you have a very soothing voice.
Yes. I know.
And you, when I answered your phone call, you said that you could actually cure Chrissy of her phobia of sharks. How?
I work a lot with hypnotherapy, which is different from hypnosis, because I know Kristen mentioned that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked with a lot of people with phobias, and a phobia is not the same as a fear. Phobia is when you go into terror, and terror is very different from being afraid of something.
That's what Chrissy went into, terror.
Yeah. And terror is something that does affect your life, and people, even if it doesn't look like it's affecting their lives a lot, in their minds, they're going to avoid that. And whenever you need to avoid something, you're changing your life. So it's very inhibiting.
What if you work with a person named Tara? Is that a bad thing?
I would watch the accent.
Yeah, yes. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. All right. I'd be careful.
All right, hang on a second, and sure. We're going to see maybe if we can get in touch with Chrissy again and see if maybe you can help her on the phone here. I mean, just a little bit. I know it's not, you know.
Or we could try to set it up for in studio.
Can we do that? Either way, I mean,
would Chrissy be open to that?
I think it would be cool to hear the process.
Ask her, let me see.
My granddad actually had a radio studio up in New York quite a while ago. Yeah. I did the audience, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know what? You're like the female.
Sex.
No, you're like the female Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Can you say Van Dyke Brown?
Yeah.
No.
I have a little squirrel in my pocket, that kind of thing.
Listen, I've got a person that I worked with last week about a different phobia too, because you guys are having people call in.
Yeah.
She had a panic attack when she was watching the movie Crazy Heart.
What?
Yeah.
With Jeff Bridges?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Huh.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. Hang on.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting.
I want to talk to her a little bit more.
Can we get her maybe titanium white? She'd be okay with that?
It's the Hollywood headlines, and then we'll talk with Ms. Sheeran a little bit more. Hang on. Don't go away.
The opinions of Dr. Wins are for entertainment purposes only and are not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Reliance on any information provided by Dr. Wins on the show gram is solely at your own risk.